And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 6th of August, 2016. It's the birthday of the man who discovered the antibacterial properties of penicillin, Sir Alexander Fleming, bacteriologist, born in Lochfield, Scotland, 1881. Came into his lab one morning in 1928 to find that he'd left the lid off a petri dish containing a Staphylococcus culture, which had become contaminated by a blue-green mold, and he noted that right around the moldy spots the bacteria were no longer growing. So he isolated the mold and determined it was Penicillium notatum. It's the birthday of Alfred Lord Tennyson, born in Lincolnshire, England, 1809. Tennyson fell into depression when he was in college. His father died, his best friend died, and he'd gotten some particularly negative reviews of his poetry. And so he didn't publish anything for 10 years. When he finally put out his next book, titled simply Poems, it established his career. He succeeded Wordsworth as Poet Laureate of Britain, and Queen Victoria gave him the title of Baron. He was the first poet to sit in the House of Lords based simply on the merits of his verse. It was on this day, 1786, Robert Burns stood before his church as public penance for antenuptial fornication, premarital sex, with Jean Armour. She was pregnant with fraternal twins. It was a great scandal. After the birth of the twins, Robert Burns left for Edinburgh, and he found success, literary success, and also romantic success. Then he came back home, was reunited with Jean Armour, and she became pregnant with a second set of twins. And it was on this day, 1623, Anne Hathaway, the wife of Shakespeare, died at the age of 67. Shakespeare spent much of his life apart from Hathaway, living in London, touring the country. She stayed behind in Stratford-on-Avon. His will left most of his estate to their eldest daughter, and to Hathaway he bequested only his second best bed. But when she died, she was buried in a plot next to her husband. Here's a poem for today by Peg Bresnahan at the Sunny Ridge Retirement Center. During Harriet's memorial service, Frances leaned, put her head on my shoulder, and died quietly, as if she didn't want to interrupt Harriet's program. The minister didn't see us. No one knew except me. At the piano, Mary played the introduction to Going Home. Everyone thumbed their hymnals for page 243. I didn't know what to do, since Frances still looked like Frances, only not quite. And she was 95. I put my arm around her so she wouldn't fall and waited for someone to notice. Through the French doors, finches squabbled at the bird feeder. The squirrel we call Rocky contemplated his next move. A laundry truck rolled by. I looked down at Francis's navy blue Crocs, the ones she claimed felt so much like bedroom slippers, she could wear them anywhere. A poem by Peg Bresnahan at the Sunny Ridge Retirement Center, from her collection In a Country None of Us Called Home, published by Press 53, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.